You guys, what are you doing watching TV? It's snowing.
Really?
Wow, it's so beautiful.
Isn't it? And you know what's a miracle, kids? Every single snowflake is exactly alike.
I don't think that's right.
No, it's true. Just like fingerprints.
Hey, this is YD from the Hail Evangelist Show, and you're listening to the Podcast 99 Internet Radio Network.
Hey, did I tell you guys I got a goat?
We're not expecting a whole lot with this first system. Most of us, maybe an inch or two of snowfall, and most of it will be wrapping up before midnight tonight. That should give road crews enough time to clear out the roads, at least the main roads, for tomorrow morning's commute. That's system number one. Here comes system number two, moving out of the Gulf of Alaska. This one has more moisture, it's stronger, but it's also warmer, and precipitation type is going to be a big challenge as far as how much snowfall we actually get in the lowlands. National Weather Service issuing a winter storm watch for most of western Washington, with the exception of, say, Grays Harbor County and Point Southward, from Monday morning through Tuesday afternoon. Heavy snow initially, then turning to a wintry mix. So, again, system number one exits pretty early this evening. We get a breakthrough tonight and into tomorrow morning. Here comes system number two.
Little column A, little column B.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Well, good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever you do. A lot of things happening in the world today. Most of them far beyond my control, you might say. So perhaps it's time we took a pause and thought about life and thought about the laws of gravity. It's day four of Snowmageddon. Jeff Bezos, privacy, politics, and or the news. Don't touch that dial. Just try to hear me out for a while. We remain here at DEF CON 1 as Snowmageddon 2019 enters day four. The kids are out of school. Postal service can't deliver the mail. The only thing open in town is Starbucks. Seriously. not kidding. Over the weekend, I had time to read stuff that I normally would skip. Jeff Bezos and I have virtually nothing in common. Well, turns out that we have one thing in common. What else is new, am I right? Here's how you get a hold of me. The text machine is area code 209-565-DAVE. That's 209-565-3283. The email is dave@thedavebowmanshow.com. And of course, we're on the web. Just look for the Dave Bowman Show on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, or whatever preferred non-denominational web search browser you use. We'll take you to thedavebowmanshow.com, where you can get the show live and on demand. Ego Biberi Capulis at Oli Viveri. I drink coffee, but others might live. So that's yesterday. That's yesterday afternoon. Here's what it actually looks like right now. You can see the snow is still falling. They are predicting... possibly. Now, again, these are the same people that can't tell you when it's going to be, you know, rainy or sunny. They're predicting as much as 7 inches this afternoon and this evening. 7 freaking inches. And I just spent an hour reshoveling the walk. Why? Because, like I said in the short video, the Postal Service can't deliver the mail because they, quote, can't get to the porch. It's amazing. We can all get to the car from the porch. The kids can all go out and play from the porch. But the Postal Service can't get to the porch to deliver Cammie's Valentine's Day gift that I ordered. And I paid extra to have delivered quickly. So anyway, I've been out shoveling the walks, which is stupid because, like I said, yesterday I shoveled it. And 3 hours later, it was 4 inches deep in snow again. But it was kind of fun to take the car out. The Subaru, man, I'm telling you, the Subaru is a snow beast. It is a snow beast. It is so fun to drive that thing in the snow. I mean, it just really is. I was telling my wife, when I was younger, much younger, my father, of course, as most of you know, was a Salvation Army officer. He still is. He's just retired. We were stationed in Pueblo, Colorado at one point in his career. And the church had a 36-passenger bus, a 36-passenger school bus converted to a church bus. You've seen these things around town. You know what I'm talking about. And so he comes home one night, and it had been snowing and the likes of that. And so he says, everybody get in the bus. So we, all five kids, we trundled out to the bus, and we got in the bus, and Dad took the bus over to the Kmart parking lot, which was about, I don't know, 3 or 4 blocks from where we lived. And we spent an hour cutting donuts in the Kmart parking lot in that 36-passenger bus. That was fun. I mean, that's the kind of thing that when you have parents who are Salvation Army officers, at some point, if you live in a Western state, you're going to do those things. It's not an experience most kids have. I you know, but it was fun. And so, as I was saying yesterday to somebody, who was I saying that to? Oh, it was when I was doing the video. I did a video last night when I took the Roo out in the snow. And I was telling people on the video that morning we had taken the Subaru down to the mall because apparently I'm the only person in the entire family that can drive in snow, which is fine. I enjoy it. See, this is the dirty little secret. My wife bats her eyes at me and says, can you please take me to Starbucks or take daughter number three to work or number two to work or whomever. Can you go pick them up or whatever? But and I always act like I'm grumpy about it. Oh, doggone it, I got stuff to do. But the truth is I love driving in the snow. I could do it all day long. In fact, if I wasn't doing this right now, I'd probably be out driving in the snow. We had people on our street last night who were pulling snowboarders up and down the street. And I thought, oh, God, I wish I was young enough to do that. Really do. And I just know that if I did, I would kill myself. I would be dead. And that would suck. So it's still coming down. It's just really getting started. Of course it is. I just shoveled the walk. So now it's just starting up again. I did salt it this time. So hopefully maybe that'll help a little bit. Maybe the U.S. Postal Service will actually be able to deliver mail today. Who knows? Kind of hoping that they do. Because I really want Cammy to have her Valentine's Day gift. I know it's not Valentine's Day gift yet, but it's so perfect for right now. It's a huge blanket. A really furry, gigantic, yellow, her favorite color blanket. So I really want to get that to her. I really do. I just think it would be nice to have, especially, you know, our house is older, you know, it's 30, 35 years old, but it's oddly designed with the heating system. The heating system works great upstairs, but it doesn't work really good downstairs. But there's a fireplace downstairs, a gas fireplace that's supposed to heat the downstairs. But of course, it doesn't work. So I got to get that fixed. And so everybody sits downstairs freezing instead of coming upstairs in their bedrooms and not freezing. We all have televisions in the bedrooms and everything. So I don't get it. But anyway, I really enjoy the snow. I really do. It's great. In fact, right before I sat down, I was outside, like I said, shoveling the walk and playing with Ben. And when I get done here and get this all uploaded, I'm headed back out again. I'm hoping somebody will want to go somewhere so I can drive in it because I really do enjoy that. I really do. But it is day, as I said, it is day four of this. And schools are closed today. It's Monday. I would bet if I was a betting man, and I am, but if I were a betting man, I would say they're probably going to be closed tomorrow. Again, they're expecting, depending on where you are, if you're right down, you know, on the Sound, it's probably rain, freezing rain. We're up in elevation a little bit. We're up at the top of a hill, probably 300-400 feet in elevation. And so we're going to get snow here. And it could be as much as 7 inches, they're saying, in some places. So I would imagine the schools are going to be closed tomorrow as well. And I would imagine they'll probably be closed on Wednesday. They may just be closed all week, which is hysterical because two weeks ago, they were talking about they build in a snow day into the schedule so that they don't have to lose a day's instructions if they get snow, right? Which is smart. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But they were talking about just taking it off next week. February 17th, I think they were talking about taking it off. That can't be right because 17th is a Sunday, right? What day was it? I think the 18th is a holiday, so I think they were talking about on the 15th or the 22nd, one of those days, taking that day off just to get it out of the way and because they didn't need it. And now they're going to end up having to do makeup days because we've already had two snow days, so at least one makeup day, and we're probably going to have two or three more. I suspect they're going to have schools closed tomorrow. It's possible. It's possible on Wednesday, too. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. I don't know how that's going to affect me here. Right now, all the kids are outside playing, which is why I'm in here. Because I figure, oh, good, they're all out here. They'll be out here for at least a half an hour. I can get in here, get this done, and then not have that interruption. But who knows, you know, if we're going to have that every day. So I imagine if it's raining, we probably won't. And there you go. Like I said, though, this did give me this is Deterrent Park over at Sub Base Bangor. This is a memorial to the Deterrent patrols that were done during the Cold War. This is just an absolutely incredible picture. It was taken by a command master chief over there. And it's just, this picture has been making the rounds of all the submarine boards, and it's just so beautiful. I mean, it really is. So that's the sail of the USS Woodrow Wilson, which was decommissioned some years ago and recycled. They saved the sail. They built this monument, this little memorial over at Deterrent Park. It actually sits out in front, for those of you who have been there, sits out in front of TTF, Trident Training Facility, which is where I was stationed for some years. And it's just a beautiful picture. That's the kind of thing that you use. I mean, there's subtleties in this picture that I just love. Number one, the snow on top of the Fairwater Plains is just awesome. But the flag back there in the back, that flag is actually out in front of Trident Training Facility, which if you know what you're looking at, you can actually see the borderline outlines of the trees. Fantastic. This picture also making the rounds up here. I don't know the name of the, I don't know what boat this is, but apparently somebody went to sea yesterday and you can see the same kind of thing. Snow on the Fairwater Plains, snow on the deck. And boy, did that bring back memories. Oh my gosh. I did two transits on the surface in snowstorms. And for some reason or another, and I don't remember why, but one of them I had to be topside almost to the dive point because we had a small boat handling party and I was the phone talker. So I was actually standing topside about three quarters of the way back is the missile compartment hatch. And I was standing in that hatch for the better part of three and a half hours as we made our way out. And it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It was beautiful, but it was freaking cold too. And at that point in my life, I hadn't been long enough away from Colorado and Wyoming and Utah to appreciate the beauty of that kind of weather. Nowadays, man, I would kill to go back and do that. I really would. It was so interesting and so fun. And I don't, like I said, I don't know which boat this was, but I wish them well. And it'll be warmer when you get back. Don't worry about it. So over the weekend, like I said, I got to read some stuff because time, I had plenty of time. So I ended up reading a lot of stuff that I don't normally read. Normally stuff that I would just kind of push off because it's, you know, meaningless. I just sort of followed. And there was a story breaking about this guy, Jeff Bezos. Now, Jeff Bezos, for those of you who, I don't know, I guess are living under a rock somewhere, owns Amazon.com, which, of course, I love, except for the fact that the Postal Service won't deliver because they can't get to my porch. Jeff Bezos is a guy who started Amazon in his garage, used to hand deliver the packages to the post office. And now it's, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world. He's a multi-billionaire, which of course offends AOC horrifically and all kinds. I mean, there's all kinds of meat, conversational meat you could get into with this guy, but he also owns the Washington Post, which of course is catching some flack right now because the Washington Post during the Super Bowl ran an ad. Many of you may not have seen it because you didn't stick around long enough in the game, but the Washington Post actually ran an ad narrated by Tom Hanks about democracy dies in the darkness and how wonderful the Washington Post is because it is it's what's keeping democracy safe. And, you know, journalists died, you know, like Khashoggi and others, journalists that have been killed, and you know how important newspapers are to all that. And look, you're not going to get any argument from me that the free press, the freedom of speech, is important to democracy. I'm not going to argue that at all. But it was rather self-serving of the Washington Post to run this ad, and instantaneously, they were lamb-blasted for it on social media because it was so self-serving. Well, it wasn't just that it was self-serving. There was more to it than it being self-serving. It was, in fact, hypocritical, I guess. And a lot of people are pointing this out today because of the issues in Virginia, which I'm not going to get into today, certainly not in any great depths. But you have the lieutenant governor accused now by two women of essentially the same things that Judge Kavanaugh was accused of. And the Washington Post's reaction to that has been, they're covering Governor Northam more than this. And, of course, Governor Northam's problems, which extend from his behavior 35 years ago in college, have to do with his wearing of blackface, which now has become a crime somewhat akin, I guess, to Nazism, it seems like. But he has decided that he's going to solve this by getting rid of Confederate statues. That's what the Washington Post is talking about over the last 24 hours, as opposed to the issues with, you know, all women should be believed. So they're catching flack for that. Anyway, Bezos owns the Washington Post, but he also owns Amazon. And it's this Washington Post side of thing that's got him in the news right now, because apparently one of the tabloids has gotten a hold of some photographs of him in, what do we call that? My brother had a phrase for this that I loved, and I'll get into why here in just a minute. He called it the classic Roman pose, which is basically code for they got naked pictures of him, intimate photographs of him. And the circumstances of it aren't as interesting to me as the reaction to it, his reaction to it. His reaction to the photographs of the classic Roman pose and them having this is, well, I mean, he's striking out. He's done some things that I agree with about this. Now, there's obviously much more to the story. He's claiming that they're trying to blackmail him into doing some things with the Washington Post that they want him to do, while at the same time he's firing back that they're under control of the Russians, which or the Saudis or whoever. It's actually pretty funny. The whole mess is pretty funny. But at its core, what you need to understand is at one point in their relationship, Mr. and Mrs. Bezos were comfortable enough with each other that they took pictures of each other in intimate poses, classic Roman poses, as my brother used to say. And presumably they shared them with each other. Because again, I don't, you know, I'm not seeing these things. They're not like Jennifer Lawrence photos where I'm seeing them all over the internet. So it's not that I'm looking for them. I want to be clear about that. But at the same time, there's some concerns here, because he feels like he's being blackmailed by the release of these photographs, or the threatened release of these photographs. And so he's striking out. And I actually appreciate what he's doing. I think it's the right move. I don't know about you, but I get emails all the time about, hey, I've got your password and I was watching your camera the other night and you were doing nasty things. And so I'm going to release that to your family if you don't give me Bitcoin to this number. That's the new scam that they've had. And of course, that comes out of Amazon and other places, Amazon, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, and others who managed to lose all of our passwords. Well, of course, if you're paying attention, unless you're just completely, completely disconnected from reality, those passwords that they're giving you, that they say they have, mine are at least 20 years old. So I'm not really, I'm pretty, you know, I've moved on from then. I have new passwords. I have new directions. I have new things happening. So I look at it and kind of go, huh. And I put it in a special, most spam just gets delivered, but some spam I hang on to because I feel like it might be useful someday. And I know that those things can be traced. And so I'm not really concerned about it, but at the same time, you know, you want to kind of protect yourself a little bit. So anyway, these pictures of Jeff Bezos in the classic Roman pose, as my brother once referred to it, are intriguing to me, not because I want to look at Jeff Bezos naked. I don't. Not because Jeff Bezos' wife wants to look at him naked. I don't know if she does or not. Apparently she doesn't. But then again, for $69 billion, who wouldn't? The point being here very simply that these pictures exist because they were taken in an intimate society. Now, again, we could get into a long discussion about how society has changed and how acceptable this is or unacceptable this is. But regardless of whether you're, you know, doing it or not doing it, it's happening. It's reality. It's the 21st century, and this happens between couples that are particularly intimate, such as my wife and I, where I trust my wife with my life, and I don't have a problem with that. And if my wife ever said to me, I'd like a picture of you in a classic Roman pose, I would do it for her. I wouldn't even think twice about it. And I would hope that she would feel the same way, but I know that she won't. So it's a moot point. But the point of all this is that Jeff Bezos' response to it has been to attack. His response is, instead of going, oh my God, I don't want this information getting out there. I don't want people seeing these. I'll be embarrassed. Instead of all that, he's going on the attack. Now he's doing it with this attitude of, despite the fact that this might embarrass me, I don't care because I'm one of the world's richest men. And really, what do I care? I still have Amazon. What he says they're trying to do is show that he can't run Amazon, that he makes bad decisions. Now, don't take this wrong or anything, but I don't think a couple that's married and has been married for a long time taking intimate photographs of each other, I just don't think that's a problem. I don't have a problem with it. Maybe you do. I don't. So, you know, what people do in the privacy of their own bedroom between themselves is exactly that. And I find his response to this attack issue, this idea that he's going to attack as opposed to just falling back, I find that intriguing. I really do. I find that unusual. Most people don't react that way. Now, of course, most people aren't Jeff Bezos and, you know, billionaires and nothing to lose. Sometimes they're actresses. I said this back when the Jennifer Lawrence thing happened. I didn't think it was legit. I, you know, these people want publicity. They want this kind of thing. And look, what does Jennifer Lawrence have to be worried about if somebody sees her naked photograph? She got nothing to be worried about. Nobody's looking at her photograph and going, oh my God, my eyes are burning. My face is melting. Nobody's doing that. So that whole thing seems suspect to me. Now, Bezos might be a different story. Who knows? But his attacking of this is intriguing to me because once upon a time, believe it or not, and maybe you don't even want to know this, that's fine. Once upon a time, and I will freely admit that there are photographs of me in a classic Roman pose taken by a former girlfriend who, you know, there's a saying I live by, which is that all things end badly or else they don't end. Okay. So we were doing well and things were going great and things happened and that's the way it was. And then things didn't go so great and things went out the window and, well, she still had the photographs of the classic Roman pose. Now, I know you're looking at me today going, oh my God, I don't want to see that. But remember that once upon a time, I was a mighty athlete and I was not, you know, the 270-pound behemoth that I am now. I just want to be clear about that. There was a time when my playing weight was 198 pounds and, you know, I was okay. Let's leave it at that. And so she actually called the radio station, the boss there, and informed him that she had these. And I got called in and he was like, well, what are you going to do? So I'm not going to do anything. I got nothing to be ashamed of. That was my approach to it. And this is what Bezos and I have in common. We don't have the same, you know, we don't have the same tax bracket, but we have the same approach to this, which is, what do I have to be embarrassed about? I don't say this flippantly. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm not trying to titillate anybody, but believe me, it wouldn't bother me if those pictures, I got nothing to be embarrassed about. Nothing. So I wasn't really worried about it. And in fact, in that business, in that line of work, I mean, publicity is publicity, folks. And in some ways, I think Bezos is making the same thing of this. He's turning this into publicity, which is good. Publicity is good. And so what does he have to worry about? What does he have to be embarrassed? He doesn't have anything to be embarrassed about or worried about. He's milking this for all it's worth. And at the same time, he's taking swipes at people that he knows he doesn't like and making himself look like the hero. That's what he's doing. And I appreciate that. I think it's brilliant. I really do. It's backfiring on these people big time that, well, we have these pictures of you in the classic Roman pose and we're going to release them. No, you're not. And even if you did, so what? So freaking what? The guy's got billions upon billions of dollars. He doesn't care if you see him naked. He doesn't care. It doesn't affect his judgment. That's obvious. The man grew a company from his freaking garage to the behemoth it is today. His being, and believe me, he's been naked plenty of times during that interval. He doesn't care. He's not worried about what you see, what you don't see. He's not concerned. It doesn't matter to him. But somehow or another, we're supposed to believe that oh my God, this classic Roman pose. I mean, I guess if you had something to be embarrassed about, be embarrassed, but Bezos clearly doesn't. I didn't then. So that's basically what I said. Go ahead. I don't care. What are you going to do? I mean, seriously, I mean, in my lifetime, I've had enough problems getting dates as it is. Maybe this will help. Who knows? Can't hurt. That was my approach to it. But Bezos' approach has been entertaining to read about. It's been entertaining to watch. And I know I'm going stir crazy in all this snow. That's what it is. This snow is like, I'm just ready for this to be. I as much as I love it, and I do, don't get me wrong, as much as I love it, I'm ready for that to be over. I don't know. What I'm really ready for is kids to go back to school. That, I guess if the kids went back to school, I'd be fine with the rest of it. These kids being out of school for days on end is, I mean, because they got out early on Friday because the thing was coming, and then they're out today. They're probably going to be out tomorrow. And there you go. And because of that, I can't get my wife's Valentine's Day gift delivered, which is a beautiful yellow blanket, which she will snuggle with me under, and we will not be taking pictures to share with you. Sorry, we just won't be doing that. But, you know, it would have been pleasant, I'm sure. But as it is, we're not going to be doing any of that because there's too many kids around. She's not listening, I hope. Anyway, there you go. I can't promise you tomorrow. I'll let you know. Can't promise you Wednesday. Can't let you know. We'll see how it goes. I've got a whole page full of show ideas for this week and Constitution Thursday and everything else. But if I can get to them, I will. If I can't, I won't. All right. I got to get running. Take the time right now. Tell the people that matter in your life you love them very much. You'd miss them if they weren't there. So don't pass up those opportunities you don't want to have that regret. Plausibly Live, I'm Dave Bowman. This is my show, The Dave Bowman Show, right here on the Podcast 99 Internet Radio Network, available at podcast99.org, where Tim Preuss is back. So make sure you get by podcast99.org and check that out. We'll see you next time right here on The Dave Bowman Show. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Dave Bowman Show is a Slippery Fish Entertainment production for the Podcast 99 Internet Radio Network. For more information or to complain about how the show offended you, the text or voicemail number is 209-565-DAVE. For more information about the show, log on to thedavebowmanshow.com.
Hey, I'm going to go do something productive. I'm going to go watch television.